And they will argue.
BBC Radio Wales, your team for Welsh sport.
12:23, this is BBC Radio Wales. They're everybody's favourite double act. They've been around since before Ant and Dec were born, but once again the cartoon Cat and Mouse, Tom and Jerry, are causing all sorts of trouble. Two of their early episodes have been pulled from the Warner Brothers Golden Collection box set because they feature the characters blacked up while speaking in African-American dialect. Warner Brothers say the content is inappropriate. Adult collectors claim the episodes simply reflect the culture at the time. And what's wrong with that? Let's talk to Don Parker, who's a consumer behaviour and propaganda expert from the University of South Wales. Don also used to work for the Cartoon Network. Hello, Don.
Hi, how you doing?
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the programme. So,
thank you.
They've been pulled because the characters are blacked up. Are they not just a product of their time? That's what the fans are saying.
Well, I think, I mean, if you look into this and read into the article, which I've been doing this morning, it's an issue that's been addressed before by Warner Brothers, and I think they've handled it well in the past, and I'm not sure why they've removed it this time around. It's an interesting approach. It is in context, I think, and you've got to look at those sort of films from that time in context. If you go back to the Looney Tunes Golden Collection Volume 3 a while ago, Whoopi Goldberg is on the intro for that, stating that these cartoons depict a vital history, and it was and is not acceptable to be racist. I think these things should not be forgotten, and that was originally Warner Brothers' approach. So it is an interesting change of mind or heart.
Yeah, so Warner Brothers referred to the, in inverted commas, intended audience. But does that really include children today? Because the people who watch Tom and Jerry, they're all adults now. They understand what was going on.
I think so. I mean, if it's the intended audience is always a... I think that's a strange choice of words. I mean, in a way, everybody should be watching things that they can have an opinion on and, you know, educating the children around them that these things are wrong, but they are in context. And I think, you know, taking that away and censoring that is a strange approach when, you know, it should be available somewhere. I mean, if they remove it from this particular set of films, then where else is it being shown? As if it is, are we allowed to see that? Are we allowed to comment on it? And I think that will inform us. I mean, those times are long gone, we hope, and looking at how they've changed is really important. It's also the, you know, the authenticity of this DVD. What are they trying to get across? There are various characters in there that I should imagine are still not being addressed in terms of a historical context. There's an interesting character on there called Mummy Two Shoes, which we could look at, but that's quite a long conversation.
Right. So has this happened before with cartoons, Don?
Oh, yeah, very, very much so. I mean, since the beginning of the form, you go back, there's the classic Donald Duck films where where he's attacking the Nazi party. And the this sort of changing of the films has happened a lot. I mean, I just sort of said about Mummy Two Shoes. Her voice was changed from the original actress, Lillian Randolph, to another actress. And then eventually they completely redrew the character in the 60s with the supervision of Chuck Jones and moved that forward. There's also a censored 11 list that Warner Brothers have, but many of them have not been out before. I mean, one of them, which is considered incredibly offensive, is Coal Black and the Seven Dwarves, which is a parody of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. You know, so these things go back a long way, and it's a hidden history that really needs to be looked at and, I think, you know, examined more rather than hidden.
Yes. A story that ran for a good week and a half in the newspapers was one where the BBC was accused of airbrushing history at the beginning of the year. One of my favourite TV programmes of all time, Fawlty Towers. And the BBC decided to cut the Major. You remember the Major's character.
Yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant character.
Yeah.
But at the time, I suppose it was considered as a joke. Now, in 2013, it's considered as politically offensive, insensitive to be using the language that the Major uses when referring to the West Indies cricket team. And there were lots of articles in the newspaper slamming the BBC for, as I say, airbrushing history.
And I think that's the key here is you shouldn't airbrush history because you should always face it. It's the context, as I keep coming back to, and I think, as the article said, or Warner Brothers said, for the appropriate audience, I mean, looking at, you know, the Major from Fawlty Towers or many other things that have gone on before, you have to go with the times, I think, but not ignore history. I mean, going back to the Warner Brothers films, for example, there are many little cuts that are taken over the years that people don't notice in terms of the idea of smoking, for example, is removed from a lot of the films. There's one, I couldn't find it, I was trying to look for it before we came on air, that Yosemite Sam, I think, hangs himself at one point. And these were all removed, and very small incremental cuts throughout the years. And it's being sensitive to the current audience, I think. That's fair. But if you are doing that, make sure that you can make something of that in terms of, you know, a reflective piece or some kind of, I don't know, archive that people can access and then see what was wrong with these things and comment on them freely. I think that's where you go with this sort of approach.
Very good to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time. That's Don Parker, consumer behaviour and propaganda expert. Also used to work for the Cartoon Network, so he knows what he's talking about. Let's get some travel news. Here's Bethan.
Jase, the A472 Hafod-Dyrynnes Hill between Hafod-Dyrynnes and the Crumlin traffic lights, that remains closed due to accident investigation work. There is no estimated time as to when the carriageway will reopen, which will cause a delay to traffic, particularly heading between Pontypool and Newbridge. Elsewhere, the M4 corridor nicely on the move both east and west. A couple of problems to the A55. Firstly, eastbound between junction 28 at Rhyallt and 29 at Pantydilath, there's a broken down caravan in lane one of the three lane stretch just at the bottom of Rhyallt Hill, but not believed to be causing too many traffic delays. A55 Britannia Bridge heading eastbound still looking particularly slow. Public transport front, CC trains, planes and ferries all currently running to time. That's the latest from BBC Radio Wales Travel.
Weekday mornings from 10. This is Jason Mohammed on BBC Radio Wales. Call now 03700 100 110.